This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now we have on the phone our next guest. We've got Vanessa Van Ooyen, who is the curator of an exhibition at Bunjil Place called Miffy and Friends. Welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Hello. How are you this afternoon?
Good, thank you.
Very well.
That's good.
Now, Vanessa, we just want to talk before we talk about the actual show and the exhibition. Now you're curating the show, so we'd just like to know a little bit about you actually and how you got started in curating and in the arts in general. I mean, where did your love come about from?
Oh, interesting. Well, I suppose my interest in the arts came about when I was a child, something that I've always wanted to do. But in terms of how I got into curating, I studied at the ANU, and I was lucky to come out of university in the early 90s. So, I really walked into a job after doing honours, and I know how difficult it is for, the generation coming out of university now. And I was lucky enough to get a job actually in the Kimberley, and I went and worked in Aboriginal art centres. So I spent many years in the Kimberley and then in the Northern Territory, and then based in Darwin. So out of Darwin, I used to do a lot of touring exhibitions. So that's always been something that I really love. And even though this exhibition's at Bunjil Place, I actually work at QUT Art Museum in Brisbane.
Right, okay. And Vanessa, this is very different to what you've been doing in the past, though, isn't it, this exhibition?
Yeah, it is. But then it goes back to, I think what Bruna and Missy really do is they instill a love of art at any age, and particularly, in young children.
Yep.
And I suppose that goes back to, my experience of some of those really important seminal moments of, having my journey and love of art and then working in the industry. So, I hope this is what the exhibition can do.
Yeah.
Instill that inquisitive mind and, love of the imagination.
Yeah. Now tell us a bit about the person that created them, because it was a long time ago. It was back in the 50s, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So Dick Bruner, he developed Missy actually as a bedtime story for his son in 1955, and luckily Dick Bruner came from a family business of publishing. So he persuaded his father to publish the Missy book, and they'd never done children's books in the past. So that's where Missy developed, and Bruner always wanted to be an artist, but because of his family's business, they wanted him as the eldest son to kind of take the reins of this publishing business.
Yeah.
So he managed to kind of merge his love of art and publishing and the family business in Miffy. And, she turned 65 last year, and she's kind of had this, cross-generational influence, but also, cross-cultural, because a lot of people don't realise that she was actually came about from a Dutch illustrator and author.
Yeah.
People sometimes assume that she's Japanese.
Yeah. Now, Vanessa, you just explain to our listeners who might not know who Miffy is, what is the imagery? Tell us what is it that that it's so cute? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, I think Miffy, she has developed over the last 65 years. But she is a few basic lines, and Bruno uses a limited palette of red, yellow, green, and blue. And she particularly in our current kind of culture, she's almost become a pictogram, you know, that we can see this, she's reduced to this basic kind of ears, a little cross for a nose and a mouth and two little eyes.
Yep. So so it is a rabbit per se.
Yes, it is a rabbit. And, you know, Bruner's been very clever. He's passed away, but in the 70s, he set up a lot of licensing arrangements. So she's become this kind of cult design figure. And, you know, in the early 90s, she had a show at the Pompidou Center in Paris. She's had a show in 2015 at the Rijks Museum in Amsterdam. So she's really got these cultural credentials now. And it's only been, you know, over the decades that Bruner has become acknowledged as an artist in his own right.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, so this exhibition is looking at Bruner's influences, which are Picasso, Léger and Matisse. And that whole idea of, you know, reductionist, like how can you distill an essence of an object in some simple lines? But then what was important for me is to put it within an Australian context. So we've actually discovered this really interesting narrative or art history here of artists that have been influenced by Dick Bruner.
Okay.
Either directly or indirectly. But, with seven Australian artists that either have new work or pre-existing work in the exhibition. And so an artist like Nell, who's one of our leading contemporary artists, she actually claims that Bruner is one of her biggest influences. So we've got some lovely objects from her childhood, but then through to art school, and then some of her really, you know, iconic works. And it just sheds a whole new light on Nell's work.
Yeah, how wonderful, though, that you've actually taken this on board and brought it to, you know, like, to our attention, and the fact that, you know, like, that you know, like, he was so influential to so many people who are around these days in the art scene. And I think this is a great story and a great exhibition that you've put together here.
Oh, thank you. You know, his influences are really across illustration, advertising, book design. So when you see that exhibition, you kind of, his aesthetic that he had developed in the 1950s, because he was designing books for the publishing companies that his father, and you just see how unique that is, but how it's really transferred into our current kind of aesthetic and design practices today.
Yep.
So he has, you know, a very substantial legacy, and unfortunately it's never really, you know, he did visit Australia on a number of occasions, and, you know, his books were released to the Australian market specifically in 1973.
Yep.
And, you know, his little cartoons that are based on Missy are still on ABC for Kids every day at 12.
And so Vanessa, how hard was it to pull this together? You know, like, obviously it's a universal image and you're like known and loved around the world. You know, like, did you have to go to the trust or is that still run by the family or?
Yes, so it's called Missy, which you'll see on every image of Missy, that there's a little Missy BV copyright, and they've been really supportive, and as soon as I approached them, they loaned the original work. So these are really substantial, either original posters or line drawings of Bruner. I mean, they're not reproductions. They look incredible because they're so perfect that they do look like facsimiles, but they're not. They're actual, either a pencil drawing or he would use poster paint. So they loaned the works, and luckily we brought them out early last year, just before COVID hit, with the selection in it. So it was really fortuitous that I had them sitting here in Brisbane, and went, you know, working on those for 6 months before the exhibition opened in Brisbane, so that in November.
Yep.
And it was just by sheer fate that we could get those, you know, that they arrived just literally 2 weeks before lockdown. And so what, you know, I mentioned earlier, what's really important to me, we put so much research and time into our exhibition, and I always say I'm a promiscuous collaborator, and I like to share our projects. So we always offer them to other galleries, and this is why Bunjil Place has taken Missy on.
Yep.
And after it's at Bunjil Place, it'll be dispersed, and the works will be sent back to Amsterdam, and which will be a huge loss. I deinstalled the show last week in Brisbane, and it's really, you know, it's just been a wonderful show to work on. And we've had our biggest attendance in Brisbane, just, you know, the kind of demographic, you know, it's been across grandparents bringing in their young grandchildren, and then just, you know, people in their 20s coming because they love Missy as a design icon. And so it's just been a really joyous show to have that we've been able to open up with in Brisbane.
Yep.
And have over summer. So it will be a sense of loss, though, when we have to pack it up.
Well,
here at
it's obviously going to be going soon because it's here from the 27th. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah. So next weekend at Bunjil Place, there's a weekend full of activities on Saturday and Sunday. So there's an interactive dancing Missy on the large screen that they have, very similar to Federation Square, the screen there. There's a marketplace with all things Dutch. There's a wonderful selection of merchandise that Australian artists have collaborated on as well. And, of course, you know, Ngarri Warren is also a huge Dutch community out on that side of Melbourne. And
yep.
What's important to me, too, is that, you know, things, important cultural activities happen outside the, you know, CBD centre.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that everyone can make the opportunity to get out there, because it's definitely worth
Vanessa, people get out there because it's a very well-known centre. It works really well. So it's from the 27th of March to the 11th of June. It's an exhibition you don't want to miss. Miffy and Friends. Thanks so much, Vanessa, for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. We've been talking to Vanessa Van Ooyen, who's the curator of Miffy and Friends, an exhibition starting at Bunjil Place on the 27th of March. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.